Maintain homeostasis, the body must be able to detect changes to its internal and external conditions, and then it must be able to respond to these changes to bring it back to a state of homeostasis. To accomplish this, the body has developed intricate feedback systems that allow for the constant monitoring and the ability to change. These mechanisms are known as feedback mechanisms. As you learned in the last activity, in order to maintain homeostasis, the body needs three vital components, which are all components of what is known as a feedback loop. It needs a receptor or monitor, a control center or integrator, and an effector. In the following slides, you will learn about two different types of feedback that the body uses to maintain homeostasis: negative feedback and positive feedback.